Last Saturday morning, I was walking down the Hillmorton Road here in Rugby, and as I was passing through Whitehall Rec, I found a group of people gathering with an air of excited anticipation, and they were here preparing to go on a march, protesting their concerns about what's going on with our hospital of St. Cross, the second march in a fortnight. I made my way over to talk to Tom Crinningham, one of the organisers, and he told me what sparked all this off in the first place.
Yeah, well, it all began with the closure of Hosking Ward, which is going to be closed December the 4th, I believe, and the loss of 25 medical beds and the loss of 41 jobs as well. They're going to be offered up other roles and opportunities within the NHS, but that probably will incur travelling to Coventry every morning or evening.
So you did a protest a couple of weeks ago. Did that have an effect?
It's got people around the table speaking, key stakeholders that are quite high up in the UHCW, well, at the top of the UHCW, to attend a meeting and discuss it.
Have you had that meeting?
The meeting was held yesterday.
And do you feel encouraged?
Yeah, it was a glimmer of hope from certain members of the at the meeting.
There'll be more planned if things don't change.
It certainly will be. Yeah, this is just the beginning. It's not the end.
The proposed closure of Hosking Ward comes on top of other recent reductions in services at St. Cross. Another lady reminded me that last year saw the closure of the last local ambulance station.
And I think it's affecting people as well. It's taken ages for the ambulances to get through to the elderly and the young. Yes.
Are you confident that we can make things happen?
Yes, I am, if we all get together.
If we all get together.
Yes,
excellent.
That's the main thing.
There's 200 and odd people here, not 200 odd people, 200 and more here, and they're going to go on a march, and you're joining them?
I am. Yes, I am. Yes.
All right, well, have a good time. I might see you at the other end.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Well, through the town they marched, drawing supportive cheers and honking horns as they went. And at Caldecott Park, I found it was a good-sized crowd of 200 to 300 or so being addressed by local councillors and trade union reps. One member of the crowd summed up the concerns very well.
They got rid of the A&E through the back door by shipping things over to Coventry, slowly but surely, over the years. Go back to the 80s when I was growing up. There was every service here. Ambulances, A&Es, wards, surgical. It was all there. They took everything out.
All set against the background that Rugby is one of the fastest growing towns in the Midlands.
In the West Midlands. If it's the fastest growing town, why is its NHS services getting less for more people?
So why are services getting less? Our new MP, John Slinger, was not there, but he tells us through a lengthy statement he made the day before that he is on the case. And I paraphrase his words. Today I chaired a vital meeting at the Hospital of St. Cross in Rugby. I know that many members of the public are concerned about healthcare provision at the Hospital of St. Cross. That's why, since the news broke on social media about the closure of Hosking Ward last month, I've taken action in the interests of my constituents. For today's meeting, we gathered local NHS leaders, campaigners and councillors to address public concerns surrounding the recent closure of Hosking Ward and discuss the long-term plans for healthcare services in our community. I convened this meeting after the NHS Trust announced the ward closure, a decision that sparked significant concern across Rugby. Alongside borough and county council leaders, Health Watch, the Rugby Health Improvement Forum and local campaigners, including those organising the upcoming march, I aimed to provide a constructive forum where local stakeholders could hear directly from the CEOs of University Hospital Coventry and Warwickshire NHS Trust and the Warwickshire Integrated Care Board. They shared updates on the ward closure, investment plans for St. Cross, and broader healthcare strategies for the area. This open dialogue ensured every person had the chance to ask questions and engage with those responsible for making these decisions. Since news of the closure emerged, I've been focused on understanding and addressing the community's concerns. I met with NHS Trust leaders to get clarity on the including their primary care and the need for doctor-led urgent care services at St. Cross. While I respect those who will march on Saturday, I believe that today's forum is a more constructive way for me to engage on these important issues. This meeting allowed us to have a full and frank discussion about healthcare challenges and opportunities in rugby. We've agreed to hold further meetings to maintain transparency and foster ongoing dialogue between the public, local representatives and NHS leaders. I'm also proud to support the Labour government's £25.7 billion investment in the NHS, the largest funding increase. So, there we have it. We're in the middle of a developing story. Many in the community see what has changed at St Cross over many years as going backwards. And it would appear that the rising chorus of concerns for the provision of healthcare across all areas has succeeded in bringing the politicians and decision-makers to the table. If it's the fastest growing town, why is its NHS services getting less? As the lady said earlier on, it's better to work together, to talk, to listen, to understand, and to work out a way forward. Well, when there's more on this story, I'll bring it to you. I've been Simon from Rugby News. Goodbye.